the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Saturday morning broadcast over KAYT 88.1 FM. Call your neighbors, relatives, and friends and let them know to tune their radios in for 30 minutes of singing and praising God. Our Saturday morning program is being sponsored by Chef Cup Incorporated of Leesville, Louisiana. Our church, located at 200 Nona Street in the city of Leesville, is pastored by Ella Maurice Johnson, and Sister Judy Johnson is our First Lady. We invite you to join us tomorrow at 9:50 a.m. for Sunday school, and then at 11:15 a.m. for our Sunday services. We also invite you to join us on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. for Bible study, which is taught by our pastor, who is well-versed in the Bible. On Friday nights at 7:30, during our evangelistic services, our ministers, missionaries, and deacons expound on God's word. Come on out and see what God has in store for you. For information or transportation, please call us at 239-3845, or you may write to us at Post Office Box 259 in the city of Leesville, 71496. Once again, our telephone number is 239-3845, and our mailing address is Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496.
Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I wanna thank you. Thank you, Lord. Can I say that one more time? Thank you. Just wanna thank you, Lord. But brother, can you just thank him?
Mm-hmm. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Each and every day, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord, and I wanna thank you, Lord.
But you know what? God has brought me all the way. Lord,
you've been
mighty good.
Yes,
you've been
so good.
I know that you've been mighty good. Hey, hey, hey. But I wanna thank you. Got to thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Lord, you've been so good.
Can I get a witness shot that it seems, Lord, you've been so mighty good. Lord, you've been so good to me. Hey, and I just want to thank you, Lord. You know, I came down here all those miles, but I know what. Lord, you made a way.
You made a way.
Lord, you made a way out of no way. Lord, 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 you made a way. I don't know how you did it, but you made a way, but I got to thank you. I just want to thank you.
Amen. Tonight, let me just read this one passage of scripture for you, found in the Gospel of St. Luke, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse number 36. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself saying, "This man, if he was a real prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." May God bless the reading of his word. And the people said, amen. Amen. Tonight I want to talk to you about the woman left behind. Look at your neighbor and say, the woman left behind. Now there are many women in the Bible who, because of circumstances beyond their control, were left behind. One of them was named Hagar, forced to have relationship with the man she didn't love, forced to bear his child, and then rejected her and the child, cast out with only a loaf of bread and a bottle of water, left behind. Another woman was the woman that you call the woman at the well. We have not learned through research what her name was, but we understand that the Bible describes her as a woman with five husbands, and currently she was living with one that wasn't her own. But what the Bible didn't tell you was the kind of men she was married to. I thought I'd use my spiritual imagination and along with some other folks help you out. The first man was an abuser. Used to knock her around like she was a punching bag, mean and ugly to her so she couldn't stay with him. Second man was lazy and wouldn't keep a job. She had to cut him loose. The next one was a gambler, used up all her money and the children's money, and on top of that had a problem with alcohol, so she cut him loose. The fourth man was a preacher, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but he was jealous and lazy, wouldn't keep a job. She had to cut him loose. Finally, she got a good man, but as things would happen, he died. And finally, she said, after that many husbands, I believe I can make it on my own. So the next one she just lived with. So when the master came along, true, she had five husbands, and the one she had wasn't her, y'all don't like me, but wasn't her own. Many times we make the woman look like the culprit, but that's not always the case. Can I get a witness here? Look at your neighbor and say, don't judge me by what I look like. So let me talk to you about another woman that was left behind. The Bible calls this girl Mary. Later on, you're going to find that she is the sister of one of the men who become real important in the ministry of Jesus. His name was Lazarus, one of those that Jesus raised from the dead. And his home became a retreat center for Jesus and the 12. So whenever they went near Bethany, they always retreated at Lazarus' house. Lazarus has another sister, good girl, wonderful cook, excellent housekeeper, kind of on the fussy side, but everybody remembers Martha as being a wonderful homemaker. Whereas Mary, the younger girl, was the one who, because of an encounter with Jesus, wanted to sit at his feet and enjoy his teachings, his ministry, and the mere fact of being in his presence. More valuable and more important than her. All because of her reputation, perhaps wrong choices, bad decisions, and things that had occurred in her life. And as you know, in small towns, you can't keep anything a secret. And so everybody in town knew that this was proud Mary, this was bad Mary, this was ugly Mary, this was Mary that you had to be careful of. This was Mary when walking down the street with your man, you dare him to turn around and take a second look at her. This was Mary that people didn't want to see in the daytime, but went to her under the cover of darkness. This is Mary that knew everybody in the room, but only when the sun went down. This was Mary that had loved many, and many had told her that they loved her, but they were only using and confusing her. This was Mary who had made one mistake, and that mistake led to another mistake, which led to another mistake, which led to another one. There are a whole lot of Marys sitting in this room tonight, but because you had an encounter with Jesus, your life will never be the same. Look across at your sister and say, hello, Mary. Now, a whole lot of us don't want to admit that at one time or another, we have been Mary. Most of us want to say that we are Mary, Mary. You remember the first Mary, the virgin. Hello, somebody. The one that gave birth to God's only begotten son. But there are a whole lot of us here that wasn't that Mary. We were actually the other Mary. But God was good to us. And when we look back, where the Lord brought us from, we have to say, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. I'm almost through here. When Mary stood behind the master, watch what happened. She stands there weeping. Nobody has said a word to her. The master hadn't told her anything, but she stands behind him weeping and weeping and weeping. She'd already made plans to go meet him. And she said, when I go, I cannot go empty-handed. I must take the best that I have and offer it to the master. What would have happened if Simon had turned Mary away at the door? What would have happened if those who were ushered didn't make her feel welcome enough to come in? What would have happened if the folks at the party had told her, I don't want you near, I don't want you around here, you need to leave? Well, I know this did not happen at this party here, but it does happen at the Church of God in Christ in somebody's neighborhood. Oh, I'm in trouble here now. No, no, you don't say anything, but the look you give them. You don't say anything, but the way when they give their dollar on the table, the way they march around there, and you look, she must have sat in that skirt. Why is her back out? Why is there a run in her stocking? Rather than just being glad that Mary had found her way to the house of God, some of us sit there judging Mary. Oh, look at somebody and tell them, don't mess with Mary. See, a whole lot of us are giving my sister a hard time, but we see her, but we really don't see her. All we see is what Simon the leper saw, an ugly woman, a sinner woman, a woman with a reputation, a woman with trouble, a woman with heartaches, a woman with grief, a woman burdened. But what we don't see is what she could be and ought to be when the Lord gets through with her. Oh, now don't feel bad, brethren. We got some Maurys in the church as well, amen? And a whole lot of us used to be Maury. We weren't Mary, but we were Maury. You follow what I'm saying? When the woman does it, she's evil. When the man do it, he's just a man. But, the people in the world, well, I'm going to leave that alone, but a dog is a dog by any other name. He's still a dog. Whether he be male or in the church or whatever, you know, you just are what you are. And so rather than being so hard on the Marys in the church, I believe that knife ought to cut both ways. See, because Mary don't get pregnant by herself. Mary don't get an STD by herself. Mary didn't get a reputation by herself. If she's a homewrecker, she had to have some man to help her. Let me move on. I'm making y'all mad here. But look at somebody and tell them, leave Mary alone. Now, the Bible says that my Father in heaven, superintendent, knows all things. Somebody help me say all things. Well, if the Master knew all things, why didn't he tell Mary, leave me alone? Why didn't he tell her, get away from me? Why didn't he tell her, I'm in the presence of great men. I'm in the presence of the Pharisees, the rulers of the synagogue. These men are going to try to kill me one day. They already don't like me because of my preaching, my teaching, the miracles, and the multitudes that's following me. And now you, Mary, with your miniskirt, with your too tight clothes, and your beautiful hair, and your eyes that tell so many stories, are bothering me. But the Master never said a word, and Mary stands behind him weeping, and finally she falls to her knees, crawls around to the front of the Master, where she finds his feet dirty with the sand and the soil and the cake of the day, and the ruler of the house have not even made a pail of water available to wash his hands, wash his face, wash his hair, or wash his feet. And so this same Mary that everybody calls ugly, sinful, no good, ought not be here, party crasher, uninvited, unwanted, unnecessary, unloved, uncherished, not good for anything. This same Mary takes the tears from her eyes and washes the Master's feet. Can you imagine the kind of worship that this girl must have been given for enough water to fall from two eyes to wash the mud, the dirt, the grime off of the Master's feet? Can you imagine the brokenness of her heart that would bring forth a river of tears to wash his feet? And no one offered her a towel. Pulled that thing out of her hair, shook it loose, and began to dry the Master's feet. And not only dried them with her hair, but kissed them and said, Jesus, I love you. I really adore you. I magnify you. I honor you today because you are my Lord and my Savior. Took the alabaster box, opened the flask, and anointed his head, anointed his hair, anointed his feet, and did a marvelous thing. Why? Because Mary worshiped the Lord. If there's anybody in here that the Lord has brought you from a long way, let's give God 30 seconds of worship here. Come on, if you don't mind. Let's worship God for about 30 seconds. Come on, if you you don't mind, let's give God some praise. If you remember when your name was Mary, if you remember when you were unsaved, when you were not holy, when you didn't wear white, when you wasn't in church, when you wasn't in the house of God, if you remember when you were found in the wrong place, looking for love in all the wrong places, but if God has done anything for you, lift your hands and shout glory. Hallelujah. Yee. Now watch the church folk. Look at somebody and say, you got to watch church folk. Tell your other neighbor, you really have to watch church folk. You see, everybody in church don't have the church in them. Oh, they got mad at me. Let me try the preachers here. Everybody saying hallelujah. It ain't really hallelujah on the inside. Can I get a witness here? I'm not talking about the Alexandria district, but there are some folk where there's some mean people in church. They got some churches where the folks are downright ugly in church. They got their nose all up in the air. They speak when they want to and don't when they don't want to. One day they good, the next day they evil. They are bipolar and still speaking with an unknown tongue. I know I'm making some of y'all a little upset tonight, but y'all gave me the mic. Hello, somebody. That's why when you go to church, be careful who you sit by. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, do one of us need to move? See, if you sit by the wrong person, you can miss your blessing in church. Y'all didn't hear me here. If you sit by that woman or that man that's judging everybody, watching everything, ain't happy with nothing, ain't pleased with anything, complaining and murmuring and grumbling and mad about everything, even when somebody gets saved, it ain't real. You need to find somewhere else in order to have a seat before that same demon on him jump on you. Did y'all hear me now? Whenever you go to church, and you're sitting next to somebody that won't wave their hand, won't clap their hand, won't say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. And they act like they're almost dead. Just hold up one hand, move over to the other side, and sit next to somebody that's got some fire down in their belly, that's got some fire down in their soul. Somebody shout glory. Come on and shout glory. Oh, y'all don't hear me here. But you don't want to be sitting next to the devil in church. Can I get a witness here? When you go to give your offer, the devil said, they always ask for 20. I'm giving them 5, and they better be happy. And before you know it, you putting a 20 up, asking, oh, you got change, you got change. You just missed your blessing. Did you hear what I said? When everybody get up, I wonder if he stopped talking to Sister Lucy. I wonder if Sister Pat still sweet on him. I wonder if she and her husband getting along now. That ain't nobody's business, but theirs in God. You are a witness to the power of God that dwells on the inside rather than trying to be a judge. Look at your neighbors and neighbor. Do one of us need to move? And whenever you go to church, always sit by somebody that's going to get with God, that's going to worship the Lord, that's going to praise the Lord. And her name might be Mary, but I'd rather be next to Mary, giving God glory, giving God worship, giving God my gift, than to be over here with mean Sally. With ugly, y'all hear what I'm talking about, that don't want to praise God, don't want to magnify God, still mad about what happened in 1968. I'd rather sit next to the girl named Mary that said, the Lord delivered me. Why should I be bound? I want to sit next to Mary that said, I've had many tears and heartaches. I've had questions for tomorrow. But through it all, I've learned how to lean on him. I've learned how to depend on Jesus. Is there anybody
that want to help Mary give God some glory. Help Mary give God some praise. Help Mary to worship Jesus. Say yeah. Say yeah.
My time is up. But do any of y'all know some Marys? Anybody here know some Marys? If we would tell the truth, it's our son, our daughters, our nieces, our nephews, the girl we work with, the lady that cleans the house, that woman that lives down the street. Come on, some of us know Mary. She's a little girl with three babies because she trusted three wrong fellas. Some of us know Mary. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything that we didn't do. She just got caught where God showed some of us mercy. Are y'all mad with me again? But if you know Mary, then what our challenge is to come out of these fine walls, to leave our fine place, and go tell Mary you are welcome here. To go tell Mary, bring your alabaster box. Bring the gift that you have for the master. Bring that worship that only you can give the master for what he has done. Let's bring that to Jesus. Tonight, before I close, I want to pray for somebody who knows a Mary. I want to pray for someone who is willing to go back and reach Mary. I told the Sunday school this past year, let's not try to save the whole neighborhood. Let's not try to save the whole school. I said, focus on one person.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This year's MLK celebration, because of social health concerns, will be observed privately through various media outlets. The Alexandria Citywide Revival Crusade will provide constant radio and television reminders of Dr. King's dream of equality, unity, peace, and prosperity for all people, regardless of race, color, religion, or creed. Although public gatherings for parades, speeches, and services are suspended for the moment, we will continue to honor the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We're asking you to continue to remember what he stood for and work toward making his dream come to fruition.
We must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
The Alexandria Citywide Revival Crusade chairman is Pastor Clarence Dupar Jr. The co-chairman is Pastor Michael Grimes. And the advisor, Pastor Wesley Lotz Jr. The Alexandria Citywide Revival Crusade is another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
This is KAYT.